We got the results of the Sherbet poll coming up in just a moment. So if you're just tuning in, we have been debating probably the most divisive issue Kelly and I have ever come across. And it was a total accident because we were talking about ice cream. And then I said, wait a minute, how do you say it's not quite ice cream, but it's not quite sorbet. It's kind of in the middle. And usually it's pink and orange and green.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, oh, that's
sherbet.
And I said, that is Rern.
It's funny every time. Every single time it's funny. That's
sherbet.
Rern.
No, it's sherbet.
No.
And I'm positive because I swear that I like looked this up at some point.
No, you are correct, but you're also wrong.
And that doesn't make any sense.
Well, I'm not calling it sherbet.
You can't be birth. Because that's what it sounds like to me, is that it's people who are saying it, but sound like the Ermagerd. Ermagerd, it's sherbet. Because it's sherbet. Right?
Yeah.
Ermagerd, do you have a spurn?
For your sherbet?
I scooped a her little sherbet into my burl.
You're doing so good. Oh, gosh. Holy cats.
What flavor is that? But I swear to God that it's sherbet. But so then now I'm all self-conscious because I think, does this make me sound like I'm from away? Because a lot of people in Maine seem to say sherbet.
Say it again, the way you say it.
Sherbet. But now it sounds wrong because we've said sherbet.
Wait. I'll be like, hey, did you hear the way that guy said sherbet?
Right.
He's fancy.
He's not from here. Yeah. Now we got to get the results here.
Okay.
You know what? I haven't even texted my vote yet.
How are you going to vote?
Well, I'm going to vote the correct way.
Oh.
Got a fair amount of votes on text, too.
Okay.
And on text, 66% say sherbet.
Sherbet.
No, that's wrong, though.
I know, but we're going to keep saying it. Right, sherbeters? Let's stand together, sherbeters.
Well, there you go. The results are Urn.
And even though we're Rern.
Even though you're incorrect. Apparently, the majority rules. And this is sherbet. I'm gonna start turking like that for the rest of the sure.
I don't know how you do it. I can't do it right.
I'm just gonna ers into everything that I say.
Ermagerd. Yeah.
Coming up on the Blake Sure.
I snurted.
With Curly and Turd. That's kind of funny. If I add the er in. See, this is why you can't add the R's in where they don't belong. Like with sherbet. Because then it would be the Blurk Show with Curly and Turd.
Well, now I'm going to try to say it, sherbet.
See, now it sounds funny no matter how you say it because we've said it so many times.
Say sherbet. Penguin.
Penguin.
Say it again.
Penguin.
Penguin.
How do I say it wrong?
You say it penguin.
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 A penguin.
A penguin.
Yeah, like a penguin waddles. I bet you penguins don't like sherbet.
I bet you penguins like sherbet, but penguins like sherbet.
You said it the same exact way.
I don't know. We'll decide.
Wait a minute. How am I saying it wrong? You just said it the same way twice.
Penguin.
Penguin.
Am I saying? You're saying it penguin. No?
Penguin.
Penguin.
I don't hear a difference. Am I?
Maybe we're crazy. Maybe I'm just crazy. Well, we know I'm crazy.
Wait a minute. How am I? I still don't understand what the difference is.
I feel like you say a little pang, and I say a little peng.
Oh, P-A-N-G. Pang or pen.
I feel like you're saying P-A-N-G, and I'm saying P-E-N-G.
Penguin.
Penguin. That's better.
Penguin.
Penguin.
Instead of penguin.
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 That sounds the same as how I'm saying it.
Let's
I feel like I'm losing. I feel like this is one of those tests where they just mess with your mind.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
What's this picture?
Right. And then it's a picture of nothing.
An eagle. No.
Right.
A bird.
No.
An eagle.
It's a penguin. 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 I don't know.
Ah!
Oh, my God.
What's up?
Well, there are a lot of, like, okay, how about the brown stuff that you drizzle on ice cream is what?
Fudge.
Sorry, light brown. Or like you could have one that's wrapped.
Caramel.
Yeah, see, that's what I say, but some people say caramel.
Now, I wish I said caramel because I think caramel sounds better and more fancy than caramel. Caramel, I feel like I'm like, caramel! But if I was like, caramel, I feel like that's how you have to say caramel. It's like, caramel.
Caramel.
But instead, yeah. I'm like, you know, abrasive and gross, and I'm like, caramel!
How about the state where the other Portland is?
Oregon. Oregon. Yes, Portland, Oregon. Oregon.
Oregon. Some people say Oregon, and Oregon. I think that's wrong, but it depends.
People say, what about that town in Massachusetts that starts with a W?
Worcester?
Yeah, but people say Worcester.
Well, that's just wrong.
Right.
But like, there's no, like caramel and caramel, I don't know if there is a right or wrong. Oh, here's a good one. I know we already talked about aunt. Mm-hmm. In New England, we say aunt, but everyone else in the country says aunt.
Aunt.
For the most part. But then how do you differ between an ant on the ground and your aunt who's
what if you have
maybe in the ground?
What if you have ants in your pants?
Well, I guess it doesn't work. You have aunts in your pants. I've never thought about that. Because if you say, I've got
aunt.
Oh, no, because that would be the other aunt. If your aunt is in your pants, then that's weird.
Well, then you got to call someone.
Yeah, that's... Then you got to address the... That's
I
a
don't
total,
have any aunts in my pants.
That's in Kentucky, where your aunt is in your pants. Well, I let her in my pants because she got me some sherbet.
Ermagerd.
I said, go ahead, Ern Pergy. You can have in my pants all you want as long as you give me that sherbet.
Oh, God. I'm
See,
dying.
Sherbet still, to me, sounds like Ernie saying, okay... How does Ernie say okay? Sure, Bert.
Sure, Bert. Oh, yeah, that's right.
No, it's wrong is the point.